newest one on the panel, so I'm just going to butt in. And I need to introduce the moderator who didn't get an introduction. So Mary Lowry, Mary Pauline Lowry, she was a student of mine years ago. She's the author of two novels, Wildfire and the Earthquake Machine. And in her third book, The Proxy Letters, will be published by Simon & Schuster next year. She was also kind enough to fly down all the way from Boise, Idaho, to be part of this panel, and I'm immensely grateful. Mary.
Thank you. I think the best way to get at who Dennis was as a person is to tell stories about him. And everyone who knew Dennis had amazing or has amazing Dennis stories. So I wanted to tell some of mine. Every year for many years, Dennis and his wife, Cindy Lee Johnson, threw a week-long party at their house up in the mountains on some land in Idaho near the Canadian border. And I went to this party for several years in a row. They called the party Chaos. And it was really more like a little summer camp that they ran. And the attendees mostly included Dennis and Cindy's teenage nieces and their friends. And this was a group that was collectively called the Nieces. And I often figured that Dennis really didn't even know which of the nieces were related to him and which were the friends. Like, he didn't really know or seem to care. But a few poets would make it up there who had been Dennis's students, and a smattering of other kind of misfits that DJ and Cindy took in. And everyone would camp out or sleep in various sheds that they put up around the property for this purpose. And in the morning, we would help Dennis with this construction project. He had this dream to build this poet's cabin. And then in the afternoons, we would swim and hang out with the teenage nieces. So like any good summer camp, Chaos had these traditions. And they were traditions that had been made up by Dennis. And every year, one of the biggest traditions and the most sort of mythological tradition was that all the nieces, and this had probably started when they were 11, they would all draw straws, and then whoever got the short straw got the opportunity to go out into the woods alone at night with only a sleeping bag, a walkie-talkie, and a flashlight. And any niece that made it out there alone all night would receive a gold coin from Dennis, which at the time, gold was like $1,200, you know? So Dennis and Cindy would drop a niece out into the woods, and then usually the niece is walkie-talkie for to be picked up within 15 minutes, and Cindy would just like sit there with her walkie-talkie like waiting. But one year there was a niece that made it out there for like an hour, and Dennis started thinking like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to give this little girl like a $1,200 gold coin. So Dennis tromped out into the woods and just started like knocking stuff over and making bear noises until the little girl freaked out and called for Cindy. And then Dennis was like, I feel a little bad about that, you know, like, I don't know if that was the best thing. So my first year, I was at Chaos, and most of the nieces were 14, and my favorite niece, Caitlin, drew the short straw. And so Dennis and Cindy dropped her out into the woods. And later she told us the story that she took the walkie-talkie and the flashlight, she threw them as far as she could, and they just like crawled into the bottom of her bag and went to sleep. And so she was like, you know, the most triumphant. She was like the girl from the myth who slayed the dragon or won the prize or whatever. And so in the morning, Dennis went to go pick her up in his little gold Toyota, and I was sitting outside my tent when I saw him coming back down the mountain, and I saw her face, and she was just like beaming. And you know, she had like achieved the mythological challenge that Uncle Dennis made up for her. Like, I've never seen anyone look like so happy or proud. And he gave her the gold coin, and then he named the poet's cabin, Caitlin's cabin, after her. And I think one way for me to get at how sweet Dennis was is to talk about how much these little girls loved him. One time I was riding around in the back of a truck with them. Dennis was driving the truck and we were on the truck bed. And one of the little girls said, well, Dennis is about to turn 60. And all these little girls started keening and wailing like, no, no, Uncle Dennis, no, because they sensed that he was mortal and that he was aging. And that just like broke their hearts. So after Tree of Smoke won the National Book Award, Dennis and Cindy made some upgrades, and they bought a giant floating trampoline that floated in the pond for us all to jump on. And so one night, all these nieces decided they were going to sleep on the trampoline. So Dennis and Cindy woke up in the night, it was like pouring rain. So they run outside, hop in the same truck, and drive down to the pond, and the headlights are illuminating the little girls, and they're on this trampoline, and they're soaking wet, and they're all just, like, screaming. And there's a canoe out there, but they can't, like, navigate getting into the canoe to paddle back to shore. So Dennis starts taking off his shirt because he's going to go rescue them, and they don't want him to be in danger, so they, again, they all start screaming, like, no, Uncle Dennis, no, because they don't want him to put himself at risk. So this studly young poet, Mike McGriff, comes busting out of the shed, and he swims out there and pulls up the anchor and rescued them. They were happy with that. They weren't saying, no, Mike McGriff, no. They're like, yeah, come on, come on and help us. But I think that Dennis had this vulnerability and a fragility that even teenagers could see, and they wanted to protect him. And at that point, I don't think a single one of those nieces had read a page of his work. But they loved him as much as any of us do, as much as any adoring, you know, reader, MFA or whatever, maybe more. And I think he just had this thing about him that was magical and special. And my best way to put it is, like, we all have a divine light inside of us, but it burned brighter in Dennis. And I think anyone who has encountered him could see that. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's great.